More than half of Ireland and Britain's native plants have declined since the 1950s. A new report published by the Botanical Society of both countries also found that non-native plant species outnumber native ones. Excuse me, this report is the result of 20 years of research. We're joined in studio now by Una Duggan, who is a member of Ireland's committee with the Botanical Society. Una Duggan, you're very welcome. Good morning.
Good morning.
So this is a massive project, clearly over 20 years. How many plant species in total were noted?
1,939 species of plants were recorded in Ireland by 2,500 recorders. So, and they collected 2.85 million records in 20 years, which is an absolutely phenomenal effort of noting and recording plants in cities and countryside and on the coasts all over the country. So it's a phenomenal achievement.
It really is. And what a change then in that 20 years. Over half of the native species are in decline.
That's correct, which is really worrying. And I suppose those are the native plant species. And then on the flip side, we've seen the increase in the non-natives. So they're plants like American willow herb, which have got a foothold in the country and have the characteristics then to be able to thrive. But then seeing the loss of our native plant species is really worrying, because our insects would be evolved to use these plants. And so, you know, it's worrying when you have increase in non-native plant species that they insects wouldn't have as much, they wouldn't be as used to them, let's say. Mm-hmm. But yeah, 56% decline in native plant species.
And which native ones, you know, prominent ones perhaps that we might know?
Mainly these are grassland types. So it's associated with changes in agriculture and also afforestation, resulting in loss of habitats. But you're talking about field gentian. A lot of the plant species that rely on low intensity grazing in particular, which are really struggling. So, you know, what we'd be calling on government to do is to really work with farmers to support putting in place measures to reduce fertilizer use, give more space back to nature. But we're really going to have to start now, because, you know, this is our third plant atlas. It's showing a 56% decline in 20 years. It's just horrendous. We're really going to have to, you know, if you look forward, it's not a bright picture if we don't address this now. So we can,
well, let's go into the reasons. It's not normal, presumably, to have that level of decline in 20 years. So what's the reason for it?
It's changes in agriculture, really. It's the main thing. And it's, so it's grassland habitats are impacted. Water, you know, based habitats like fens and lakes. And, you know, this is due to changes in agriculture, like with fertilizer increases.
It's killing off these.
Yeah, it's just nutrient
plants.
Enrichment. So a lot of these plants would rely on low nutrient amounts in the soil. And when you increase that, then it allows for the hungrier plants who like those nutrients to outcompete some of the native plants. So it's resulting in a loss of diversity in plants in the landscape. So this is what we're seeing now in this 20-year survey. So, you know, this is the evidence, but we can see it in the countryside. We can see it in when you go out and you just see the changes that are happening. Plant species like ragged robin, which is a beautiful fuchsia pink plant that would be associated with wetlands and wet grasslands are declining. And you can see that due to that's drainage, you know. And it's all, you know, when our focus is on food production, which, you know, is supporting farmers and their livelihoods, which is important also. But we have to kind of look at what the cost is. Mm. And the cost to society is this, the loss of our native plant species, you know. So
can it be reversed?
Yeah, I think, yeah. I mean, there'll be a lot of plant seeds that are still there in the soil. They're waiting for the right conditions. It can take time. But yeah, we can do it. And we can restore habitats, and we can create new habitats as well to be able to help. So, I mean, there is huge scope. There's a nature restoration law being proposed in the European Commission at the moment. Ireland is taking a weak position on it. We really need to see Ireland take a strong position on to restore nature so that we can bring back these plant species. They're there. They're there in our gardens. They're there in our fields. They're there in the peatlands. And we also really need these thriving and healthy habitats in order to tackle climate change.
Okay, thank you very much indeed for coming in to talk to us this morning. Una Duggan, a member of Ireland's committee with the Botanical Society of Ireland and Britain.